Quit pacing, Dietrich. You're getting on my nerves.
Something's gone wrong.
Play the piano.
We should have heard something by now. Perhaps we've been found out.
Be patient.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Maria.
Guten Tag, Fräulein.
I brought you tea.
You're kind.
Thank you.
Don't stop, Dietrich. That was quite beautiful.
Ah, oh, not a practice. Some old thumbs.
Hardly. Do call for us if you need anything. My grandmother and I are in the front room, watching.
Again, thank you, Fräulein.
Hans, does she know?
She and her grandmother knows that something might happen regarding Hitler, but they don't know the specifics. We try to keep the details to the barest in case any of us is arrested.
Hans, Maria knows. And this will explain to me why she says nothing to me in the past 2 weeks.
She is a smart girl. Oh. The less our group is talked about, the better. Dietrich, these are dangerous times. Is it wise to fall in love now?
I beg your pardon?
I saw the way you looked at her when she came in. Your time here while you've been recuperating. You've spent a lot of time with her over the past few weeks, I assume.
I have. She's a remarkable girl.
A girl, though. Significantly younger than you.
I know. It's absurd. Yet, she makes me feel... She brings something to my heart that I haven't felt in a long time.
What?
Hope.
I'll answer it.
Heaven have mercy.
Hello. Yeah. I see. No, we will discuss the matter when I return to Berlin. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
Well?
Hitler's plane just landed in East Prussia. He is unharmed. The bombs didn't go off.
No. How is this possible?
Something must have gone wrong with the detonators. I have to return to Berlin immediately. Are you well enough to travel?
To Berlin? Of course.
No. I need you to go in my stead to Stockholm. While you were ill, I arranged a meeting there. It's better if you go. If you're up to it. Here. The details are inside.
But who am I meeting?
Bishop Bell.
Oh. Hans, what are we going to do now?
What else can we do? Attempt again. And again and again until that stupid detonator goes off.
My dear boy, it's so good to see you again. What are you doing in Stockholm? I thought I was meeting Hans.
Hans had to return to Berlin. I've been instructed to tell you that the effort to have Uncle Rudy put away was unsuccessful.
Uncle Rudy? Oh, yes, I see.
What news do you have from the West?
Not good, I'm afraid. The Blitz against London has caused irrevocable damage, and I don't mean physically. The British government has given up on the idea of negotiating with any group that succeeds in overthrowing your Uncle Rudy. They want total victory over Germany this time. No armistice, no treaty, complete surrender.
Oh, that is disappointing. Mm. We had hoped, with the support of Britain, to persuade a few more generals to join our cause. Mm. It gives assurance that there won't be total anarchy if we succeed. But now...
I'm sorry, Dietrich. I did my best... Churchill is simply beside himself with fury at Uncle... Oh, never mind. Hitler. I will continue to press the matter with the government, though.
And I'll pass on the message to Hans and Admiral Canaris.
Now, tell me, Dietrich, how are you affected by all of this? I mean, you're a theologian, not a conspirator. This seems so very worldly for you.
I suppose it is worldly in a way. Which may be why I find it so exhilarating. It's refreshing to get out from behind the cloisters and constant infighting of the church and do something about my country. It's affecting everything. I read my Bible and it comes alive to me. I pray and God is alive in my prayers. I am alive.
But what of your pacifism? I mean, your views on peace?
I will never take up arms against another Christian. I promise that. But Hitler is another matter altogether.
How?
If, as a pastor, I saw a drunken driver get behind the wheel of a car, knowing that he would soon race at very high speed down the highway, is it enough for me to bury the victims he might hit along the way or comfort the surviving relatives? No. It is more important for me to wrest the wheel out of the hands of the drunken by whatever means possible.
I still find it hard to imagine you in the midst of this kind of business.
Don't get me wrong, George. I feel alive, but I'm not at ease. I do not wake in the morning with a proud, determined feeling in my heart. Every morning, I question myself. In a way, I believe this is repentance for me, knowing that there may well be punishment from God in some way. As a Christian, I think it's wrong to try to escape repentance or even chaos if God wills to bring it to us. We must endure this judgment as Christians.
Yes, I understand. Dietrich, I wish you'd come back to London with me. I'm anxious about this whole business, and I can't help but think... Oh, no, it's ridiculous to ask.
Thank you, George, but I couldn't go. Wherever this may lead, I'm prepared. That's a decision I made when I left America. I'm convinced that my life has followed a straight and unbroken course, strange as it may seem. And I'm willing to follow it wherever it goes from here. Oh, good afternoon, Frau Kleistretzo.
Ah, Dietrich.
Is Maria here? I'm on my way back to Berlin, and
oh,
I...
come in, come in. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh?
I must be direct with you. I have seen what has been developing between the two of you in the past couple of weeks. You've grown quite fond of each other, I know.
Yeah.
I cannot say that I approve. Not at this time. Not while you're engaged in current activities.
Frau von Kleistretzo, may I say that I share your concerns. My instincts tell me that this is not the time for love or marriage or children or any of the basics of life. If we believe that the future is dark and holds no promise.
Good.
But you see, Frau von Kleistretzo, I don't believe the future is dark. I believe it is filled with light and the promise of God, regardless of what may actually happen.
Oh.
So what can I do except believe that love, marriage, and children, and all the other normal things of life have their places in times and circumstances like ours?
But she's so young. Give her time. A year.
We will not rush things, Frau von Kleistretzo. But my intentions are set.
She's in the garden.
Dietrich, you came back. I had hoped that you would. Aren't these daisies beautiful?
Yeah, they are. They are. Maria, I'm rushing back to Berlin, but I had to see you, if only for a moment.
A moment? That's terribly impractical.
I know. But I wanted to burn your image into my mind for the trip back. And until I can see you again.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Come inside, let's have some tea, and you can play the piano for me.
No, Maria, I truly don't have the time right now. But, I came to say, No. It would be inappropriate now.
What would be inappropriate, Dietrich?
To tell you now that I have every desire to see you, to court you, with the ultimate goal of asking you to marry me.
You want to marry me?
Eventually, yes. But it would be inappropriate to say so now.
Then it would be equally inappropriate for me to say yes now.
Ha. Huh.
So, you couldn't know that in a stupid, schoolgirlish way, I think I have loved you ever since you taught me for confirmation.
There's nothing stupid or schoolgirlish about you, Maria. Then, may I call on you again?
If we are to marry, then I think you'd better.
An excellent point. Yeah. Guten Tag, Fräulein.
Auf Wiedersehen, Dietrich.
Guten Tag, Dietrich.
Hans.
You haven't been followed, have you?
Followed? On the train? Why? Is something wrong?
Perhaps. What did Bishop Bell say?
Bishop Bell said the British aren't making any deals with us or anyone. They want Uncle Rudy for themselves.
I see. That's bad news.
The Bishop assured me he will continue to intercede with his government on our behalf. So what's wrong, Hans? You look worried.
Well, it's probably nothing. It's a fluke, actually.
Well, what kind of fluke?
A customs official in Prague has stopped one of our agents and questioned him about certain currency irregularities.
Currency irregularities?
The details are not important. What's important is that our agent stated that he was working with the Abwehr office in Munich. The Gestapo has been there this morning to investigate the matter.
Oh?
They took Captain Ikrat and Joseph Muller in for interrogation. Allegedly, they want explanations about the Abwehr's currency transactions over the past 2 years. They have found the accounts for the Jews that we have helped to get out of the country. It's only a matter of time before the trail will lead them to our office.
But you and Admiral Canovis covered your tracks. You said so repeatedly.
But the Gestapo is very jealous of the Abwehr. This could be their golden opportunity to prove what they have always believed, that we are not loyal to the Reich. We must be very careful in the days to come. I have no doubt that they will step up their surveillance of us. Phones tapped, letters opened, homes and offices watched.
I'll be careful, Hans. As you said, though, it's a fluke investigation, an accident. The Gestapo has no idea what they've walked into.
Dietrich, it is just this sort of accident that could bring us down.
We want to sing happy birthday to your father, and the cake is nearly ready.
Nearly ready? How did you ever fit 75 candles on top?
We're dividing by three. Do you know where Christine and Hans are? We expected them by now.
No. When I saw them yesterday, they said they would be here. Shall I phone them?
Oh, if you don't mind, while we gather everyone into the dining room.
All right.
Dietrich, come in and entertain the children while they wait. Tell them a story. What is wrong?
I just phoned Hans and Christina's house. A stranger answered the phone.
Do you think?
Yes. I'm afraid so.
Don't answer that door. Two black cars in the driveway. I think it is the Gestapo.
They have Hans and Christina.
No. Dietrich, you must leave. Out the back. Through the garden, please.
No, Mama. Running will not help anything. We prepared for this. Everything should be in place. Secret codes, means of transmission.
But Dietrich!
Be strong, Mama. He's right.
Now, let me think. My desk is in order. I've destroyed the communiques. Well, I suppose there's only one thing left to do.
What?
Answer the door.